tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and happy Monday to you. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear an excellent sermon now, which was just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. The speaker, Associate Pastor Darren Solana, and he is going to bring the Word. He's going to bring it on home here today and tomorrow with a sermon based on love. And it was a fantastic word, and I hope and praise that it'll be a blessing to you as it was to me and our church family yesterday here. So this will play today and tomorrow, and if you'd like a copy of it, you can write to me, Paul, at WGODradio.com. You'll find the link uploaded either on the app, WGOD Radio app, on the Facebook page, Island Community Church. You'll find it up on there as well. So there's a variety of ways to listen. I encourage you, get this inside of you. I mean, there's no greater commandments than these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. How are you doing with that? I hear R.C. Sproul say that if love the Lord your God is the greatest commandment, then not loving God with all of your heart would be the greatest transgression known to man, is not loving God with everything that you got. Maybe it's a checkup from the neck up. How are you doing on that? Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Jesus said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. So, don't touch that dial that fast. This is a great message. Let this soak in here today. Again, this will play it. Matter of fact, we'll let this opening play tomorrow as well. So, part one Monday, part two on Tuesday, Wednesday. We'd love to see you with the church. We will be in Romans chapters 14 and 15. Love to see you here on Wednesday. Here in the meantime, here's Pastor Darren with today's message, love.
I call myself a professional lover because I've been forgiven of much. If I was the chief sinner in this room, then I very well better be the chief lover in this room. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is, top of the list, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no such law. This is the behavior of believers. Or as my mama would say, this is how you better act, boy. This is our behavior. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are something that we do. Romans 12:9 gives us a real good illustration. Pastor covered it this morning. A lot of my sermon has already been covered in Sunday school, but I'm going to cover it again. Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 9 through 21, gives us a good illustration of how we are to behave. Top of the list, let love be without hypocrisy. You say, well, I'm supposed to love somebody and mean it? Yep. Yeah. And if you don't, then don't. Don't be a hypocrite about it. Because if you go around telling somebody that you love them and you don't, you're a liar. And they'll see right through it anyway. You know, pastors talk to us about that hypocrite, you know, that mask that actors use, that little face that they put on, you know. Let it be genuine. There's people in this room that are so genuine. They just exude it. They're the first ones to meet somebody at the door. Act like they've known them all their life. And it's not an act. It's genuine. It's a gift. It's a gift. Romans 13:8 says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. He who loves another has fulfilled the law. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. I'll ask again, how's your spiritual life? Do you feel a distance between you and God? And if you do, ask yourself, are you loving somebody? Not do you love somebody, are you loving somebody? Oftentimes when we try to get close to God, you know, if we're feeling a distance between us and God, we'll you know, push in through prayer. Or, you know, we'll get alone with God and we'll dig into His Word more, and we'll meditate on His Word more, and we'll take communion, or we'll listen to praise and worship music. And these are good things. I highly recommend them. But do you ever stop to think that we draw close to God by loving somebody? Let me put what I just said in the context of chapter 13. If I pray 8 hours a day and have not love, if I spend 12 hours a day reading God's Word and have not love, if I take communion 3 times a week and have not love, if I listen to praise and worship music for 12 hours and have not love, I am nothing. Why in the world would I neglect love? But I have. It's the greatest. You heard it from the mouth of God. Love is the greatest. You want to be a super Christian? Try some super love. You ever stop to think that you can draw close to God by sitting with someone who's hurting? Crying with them? You ever ever thought that you could be growing closer to God by having a good laugh with someone? It says to rejoice with those who rejoice. By stopping and seeing your mama. She's lonely. Have a cup of coffee with her. Be surprised what that does to your spiritual life. And you don't even notice it. You don't even notice it. Every time I have coffee with my mama, I feel better when I walked away than what I did when I got there. Because I'm loving her. It's an act of love. That is God's will. I don't have to pray on that. I just got to do it. You know what? I get as much out of it as mama does. Probably more. I get more out of that than locking myself in my office for 10 hours. How's your prayer life? Are your prayers being answered? 1 Peter says, husbands likewise, dwell with them with understanding, speaking about his wife or their wives. Giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel and as heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. What? You mean the way I love my wife has something to do with whether my prayer gets answered or not? According to the Bible, it does. And if that's the case, I don't want anybody to come up to me and go, well, all I got to do now is just love my wife. Wrong. Wrong. If that's the case for your wife, getting prayers to go through, if that's the case for your wife, and you love your wife, and you love everybody else, you can almost pretty much guarantee those prayers are going to come back to you answered. You can't lose. And there's a connection with it. I hadn't even got to it in John today. I wanted to, but I didn't get to it. John 15:12. It says, Jesus speaking, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you. See the connection between what he's fixing to command and answered prayer? Do you see the connection there? These things I command you, that you love one another. It's simple. All you got to do is love. You want a prayer to get through? You want a prayer answered? Love one another. It'll get answered. That's the will of God. How do I know that? He just said it. Love one another. Get that right. Get that right. These things I command you. Love one another. Get that right. Ask me whatever you want. Get that right. Ask God whatever you want. Blank check. Loving is the priority. Jesus gave us two commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. Now the legalist will say, who's my neighbor? I'm going to make this real easy and y'all just amuse me. Everybody turn and look to your left. All right, now turn and look to your right. All right, look in front of you. Now look behind you. That's your neighbor. Any questions? That's all you got to do. You say, God, who am I to love? Look around. The person standing right next to you. Love on them. The two are married to one another. Those two commandments are married to one another. They're not separate. They're married to one another. You say, Pastor Darren, how can I love God? By loving your neighbor. You say, well, how do I love my neighbor? By loving God. They're married to one another. And guess what? You can't do one without the other. And guess what else? You need help to do this. Because apart from Christ, you can't. Amen. You can't do it. Okay, I'm going to try to wrap it up. Well, I need to because I'm getting hoarse. How am I doing on time? I guess it doesn't matter. Do I got another hour? Well, if I hadn't have preached half of this in Sunday school, I might have been able to go another hour. Love is something that we do. It's an action. And let it be genuine. It's what defines us. It's what defines us as a Christian. I mean, that's a hat that should hang over our head. Not great pastor. Not great theologian. Great lover. All you take with you is what you leave behind. But as Christians, love should be our legacy. Should be our legacy. It's what we leave behind. Love. And I tell you what. I've been to a lot of churches. These folks at this church right here, love on you. This is a loving church. I've had people come in here for the first time and go, I just felt the love in the room. When somebody says that, you know what they're saying? They felt the Spirit of God. God is love. And if you're feeling it in this room, you're feeling the Spirit of God in this room. Amen. Matter of fact, you better feel love in this room. If you don't feel love in this room, find another church. That's a bold statement. We should be marked by love. You should know He loves you. You should know I love you. You should know everybody in here loves you. I know he loves me. He don't run around hugging my neck all the time saying, "Oh, I love you, Pastor Darren." He doesn't do that. But you know what he's done? He shows me. He shows me he loves me. I guarantee you, that man right there would stand over my gravesite and cry the loudest. God said, "I love you." And he showed us. You know, John 3:16, it just didn't say, "For God so loved the world." It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." He loved and he showed it. It was an action. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. It says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Who did he die for? The ungodly. "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That is good news. So if God loved us when we were ungodly and when we were sinners, how should we love others? What does it say about us if we only love those who love us? The Bible says even the heathen does that. Even the heathen does that. Some people are easy to love. Some people are hard to love. There's a whole room full of people in here that at one time in their life were hard to love. God loved us anyway. Go and do likewise. In this church since I've started, because we know we've experienced that love. Give it away. Just give it away. And it won't run out, because the more you give, the more it'll come back. We freely received it. Freely give it. Love covers a multitude of sins. I'm going to close with John 15:17, and then we'll pray. John 15:17. "These things I command you, that you love one another." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us when we were just absolutely rotten. You sent your son to die for us. Father, help us to love like you. Lord, we know we don't have the ability to do it without you. But help us to love. Let that be who we are. Let it be what defines us. And let us be at the work of it. Help us, Lord. And thank you. Thank you for your amazing grace, your amazing love, your amazing forgiveness, your amazing favor. We praise you, Lord. Let's go out today and find somebody to love. In Jesus' name, amen. I am hoarse.
Praise God. Appreciate it if you would stop by here in just a moment and tell Pastor Darren, who's going to be at the door, how much you appreciated that sermon here today. One thing comes to mind which I want to share. You know, I've been to more than one church where I have found in the seats in front of you the message that says the evidence of your salvation is, and many times it would be, a spiritual gift. But I put it to you, the evidence of your salvation is found right here in John 13:35. It says, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And this, 1 John 3:14. It says, by this we know we have passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. It's all based on that. Fantastic word here this morning. We appreciate that. On your way out, if you'd like to stop into the kitchen, grab a loaf of bread. There's a few pastries back there. Help yourself on the way out and make a little something here to enjoy the Super Bowl later here tonight. But again, stop into there, pick something up, and tell Pastor Darren how much you appreciated that sermon here today. God bless everyone. We'll see you back Wednesday night at 6.
All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Till I find who you are. I climb every mountain, I travel the deepest valley to find.